Okay, you have Chesem and Aleph, halfway down the page. So there's a siman. The siman, as we have the siman, it has the yo, the menuda, shebach, zonis, niskalkel, b'mido, shloisha, siman. The going changes a little bit. The siman over here is, we just quoted Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elozer, that the word deyumdin means dayo amudim tzu amudim. And these are all different members of Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elozer, which are going to be quoted in the upcoming pieces of Gemara. So that the siman is all of Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elozer's statements. So the first one was the yo.
This is not the regular review, yeah.
No. He comes up over here in Shas, and I think somebody said that it comes up two other places in Shas besides. Okay, Tanan Hosam. So the first one was the yo. So we had the yo amudim at yumdin. It's also on another mission. Also, we talked about the yo. Do two. So now, also, Rabbi Yehuda Merkol hashisin peturin chutz min adayufra. It's a type of a fig. Is pater. It's not chashav enough that the chazar weren't masakan alach of demai because. It wasn't chashen of the people. They didn't mind being ma'aseret.
Shisin.
Yeah. So it's a type of a fig. Okay. Except for the yufra. My the yufra. What does the yufra mean? Amraula ilan ha'osa the yo peiris b'shana. It produces two crops per year. It goes through two cycles in one year. That's a very productive tree. That's chashav, and that they liked, and therefore they weren't ma'aser sometimes, and therefore the chi of demai. Okay, so you have this word again. The word the yo or the you is two. Okay, I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elozer.
The you per two parim ha'ilah la'adabarishin. Adabarishin was created in two phases.
It's a pasuk in Tehillim says that the Bereshit was created. Human beings are created with a forward facing and a backward facing, or backward facing and forward facing. Okay. Ksiv vayibon Hashem alakim esetzelo. The pasuk says Hashem took the tzela of Adam and made into chava. Rav Shmuel chadam repartziv, bechadam rezonov. What he took was a partziv. It means that he understood that the yo partziv, like we said before, and he took the one. So it wasn't just a partziv; it was like a whole part of the body, which there was a second body. The Rashi separated the two bodies. That's the tzela referring to. Bresham took the tzela from Adam and made it into Chava. Chadam is Zonav. Originally, Adam had a Zonav, and that Zonav was taken from Adam and turned and made into Chava.
Was it the other figure was getting off track, but was it a female?
Or yeah. Okay. Mercy. Bishtam on the mother parts of. According to the one who says that this was in Rabban Shmuel, whichever one it was who says it was parts of, there's this other being attached, Shana Ksiv, Achor Bekedem Satoni. The pasuk says that there was, that David Melch declares in the name of Adam Arishan, the man is saying, you created me with a front and a back, with a forward facing and a backward facing person. Alamanda Mandamar Zonov, my Ochor Bakedem said, honey, what was the Ochor and the Kadem, the behind and the front. Some more says it means something else. Kidder Abami, Dabur Abami, Ochor Lamaisa Bereshis, Vekedem Le Peronius. Adam was the last thing created in the Bria. So that's what Ochor is referring to. He's created last. When it comes to punishment, human beings line up, get punished first. What do you mean by that? Adam was not created until Erev Shabbos, whereas everything else was created before that. So I understand what you mean when you say that. What do you mean that Kadam the Peronius? The Kola that they got after the Chet, the reading from Neitz Adas, well, Adam was got his kolo last, not first. So it says that the Russian first destroyed the Adam, and then he destroyed the behemoth. So the Marbishtam of the Mandam parts of Hanad Chesed Vayitzer. So the double Yud, Shrei Yud, it's referring to there was two acts of Yitzira. There was two Tzurais. The Rishon created the two forms, the form of the forward-facing one and the backward-facing one. Elam Mandam Zonov Mai Vayitzer. Why is the Torah use the double Yud? By Behema, it only uses one Yud. So Rashi says in Chumash that by Behaba, which just exists in Olam Hazeh, so it says the Yestira, you only says one Yud, a human being, an Adam, which can exist both in Olam Hazeh and in Olam Haboah, so it says Lashon Vayitzer double Yud, and the more doesn't say exactly that. Morris says, what does Vayitzer mean? Kedav Shimon ben Pazi, Domer Shimon ben Pazi, Oili mi Yitzri, Oili mi Yitzri. The Russian created us in such a way that we have, we're constantly being pulled. So there's a double Yitzira in the sense that we're being pulled, constantly we're pulled. If the Yitzir Toiv wins, so the creator wins. So then, the person feels a kvetch from his yetzahara, and also vice versa. Bisham of the Mount Domer parts of Hanad Lachsiv Zohar and the Kevah Bara'am. So the pasuk is already. In my Zebrachis, it says that the Russian, when retelling the story of my Zebrachis, it says the Russian created Adam, and then it says, Zohar Melekseba Bro'om, that there was the original Bria was a Zohar Melekseba. The one number of my Zohar Melekseba Bro'om, they weren't created Zohar Melekseba, they created one being, and later on he was divided into two. The Morse is coming to tell you the idea that Ravo said. The Ravo Rami. Ravo says the following question. So it says, plural, you created both. You tell him, Lakim Boro Isoid, the version created him or it. And tell him, Lakim. So singular. It's the same pasuk. So, was it one or was it two? So the answer is b'tchila also b'machshav but livrois shnayim. B'sayf l'nivra ela echad. The machshav of the bria was shnayim. practically the process was one, and then from the one was created a second one later on. Right. Okay. Bisham of the Mandomer says more. Bisham of the Mandomer parts of Hanu the Sea by Yuskar Brosso Tafteno. So there's this whole detachment of the two parts of the body together, the two bodies together. So it had to be filled in with Bosser. Where was Basar filled in? Just taken off, and that's it. The place where the cut was of the Zonov had to be closed. That's all it means.
Why is that any different?
The Zonov,
what is that?
A tail. So, if the more understanding the way I understand the Gemara, trying to picture what where the more was coming from on this one, that if you're talking about there's two distinct bodies which are attached together, so there was this whole. The more is going to understand that it was forward basing and backward basing, they attached in the back. So the whole back had to be so you cut them open, you had to fill in the whole back of. You had to put all the skin in. You only had one set of skin, so you're regenerating that whole body. That's what the pasuk means. But the zonov, you just cut it off and it's it. It's done with. We didn't get a replacement on the zonov. So Morris says, "Yeah, but the place where the cut was, you had to close it up." Bishamam and the zonav had to see by even. So Bershom took the tzela, and by even the Bershom was built it up. So if you're starting with the zonav, you have to make a zonav into a body. You have to build it up. Elam under parts of my by even. What's by even? It's already. Built, it's already made, it just has to be detached. The verse is the Chodesh Shimon ben Manasseh. The Pasuk could be even, it's come to teach Rosh Shimon ben Manasseh. It's like the Dorsh Rosh Shimon ben Manasseh. Even Hashem Lakim is Tzela. Lama Shekila Kodesh Baruch Hu Lechava V'viya Lo'odim Rishon. Bershom braided, or coifed, right? Chava and brought it to the Mauritian. She came a karka yam karn la kalisa benisa. The act of being, you do some of these hair very fancy. So you go to the beauty salon and they fancy it, you make your fancy hairdo. It's called a coifing, a kefir, right? How do you pronounce it? What? Coif. Right. So I said, "Davar acher, one shot." V'yir ben Hashem Elokim. Amr chista, amr lo b'masis tana. We have either a mor or a brisa. Lama shabano kadosh baruch hu lechava. Person created, built chava to binyan. My oitzer is there. Rochav milamata, the kotzer milamala, kela kabbalas of paris. Afa isha rochav milamata, b'ksar milamala, kela kabbalas of vlad. So the version built chav in such a way that she could hold a child. So that's the lashon of a yivin. Okay. I guess let's go to the two dots and we'll go back. Okay. Vayivya el Hodam. The Russian brought heard to Adam. So Chazal say Malam is also a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Sheshvin is Adam Marishan. He acted as the matchmaker, the one who brought them together. It's not beneath your dignity to spend your time working, trying to arrange marriages for people. They shouldn't bother you. The number of parts of Haminah was segregation. Worse is if it was this other countenance, this whole other being. So, which one walked first? Which would be the forward facing walking, and which would be the backward facing walking? Mora says that's easy. The zocher sagi bereishah. The zocher should go first. Tanya lodi. But there, person shouldn't walk behind the woman. So if you have the nekeva part walking first, it means the man's walking behind the woman. Person shouldn't walk behind a woman. But there, afilu he ishtoi, even if it's wife. So if it means if a person is walking and there's a woman walking, he should make it his business to walk ahead. Okay, let's say Nizdam ala Gesher, going over a bridge, which is narrow. You try and walk at least parallel as opposed to, I'm not sure why can't get ahead over there. Walk parallel, don't walk behind. However,
that doesn't make sense. It's a narrow bridge, you're forced to walk one behind the other.
Right, I'm not sure. Probably means that you should rush to get ahead and move her to your side, which means you'll pass her by. But I'm not sure like why it's limited to a case of a gesher. If they're walking across, they're wading through the river, so a woman's wading through the river, she's going to raise up her clothing, person walks behind over there, if he doesn't act properly in his vision. Okay, the Mora's going to discuss that point, this last idea more, but the Mora puts two dots there for whatever reason, but we'll take advantage of them in the Rashi. Okay. We're current to the Rashi's yesterday, right?
Yep.
Hashisin, it's about halfway down the page. Mine tenim royos, a type of inferior figs, can I put myself as brachas? The Turmin of the Mai, the Padam of the Mai. Why? The Kivan, the Rose, since they were inferior. So the Amoris doesn't mind being ma'as to them because they're not so chashuv to them anyway. Chutzmin the Yufras, Shu chashuv, the Yufras chashuv. What's the Yufras means? The Yuf Paris. Toyanim Beis Pomim Mishana. It produces two cycles of crops per year. Achar Mekanim Satanim, but the Fnim Umi Achar. There's a form of a tzuras ponim which is created in front and in back. At tzela ben l'rab ben l'shmul loshen studen. The word tzela means on the side of the person. K'moy v'le tzela mishkan teshenis. Parts of chilka l'shnayim shayuzocher mikan mekevim mikan. There was originally two forms, and they were separated out. Zonav, Ha'ilu L'Adam Rishon, another Mimeno, V'bor Eschav. The Bereshim took the Adam Rishon's tail and made into Chav. Mayocha V'kenem Satani, there's Masha Beis Surus. What is the double creation? Where it says, it's referring to Olam Yitzri, Olam Yitzri. There was in Hanukkah, see, Yitzri, no. It's going on that there was a front and back. The verse means that they were ocher in creation. They were kadam for peronius. Adam had behema. Adam husker for peronius tchila. So Adam was the first one to be punished. Hanasi veyitzer betrayed Yudin. The masher based service was two forms. If you say zolov, what's that? Arla meyitzri. If I do the desire of my Creator, then my Yetzer is going to attempt to give me tsar. So the person is not necessarily going to be a happy camper. He's going to have he's going to be pulled in the other direction. Person created them, mashma mitchilas briyosa hayozachar nekeva. In the moment of creation, it was them already. Zachar mitzad zev and keva mitzad zev. Baruch Hashem, mashma the person created one chad. Some verses so you have a stira. So the verses. So if you say it was ocher v'kedem, parts of. Does it make sense? There was a creation of both, which really was a creation of one because they were together at the beginning. Adamah number says it means the original machshav. But even mashma shoyisim chuseres binyan had to be built up. My even binyan medes hoyisash already was built up. If the old parts of it was already built up, so more says it means yeah shekila klius sar. It's the braiding of the hair. So Kadosh Baruch Hu made his business to beautify Chavat and bring them to Adam. Or it means the lashon of Oitzer, building the person. Oitzer Rachim Milamata, but Katzer Milamala. Shem Hoya Rachim Milamala, but was wider on top. Kishu Milamala, when you fill it up, Machbin Masay Peris Alek Solim. The weight on top would be wider. It would weaken the walls, Milamata some and bend them. Is made that it's wider on the bottom. Shashrinu Shinishtarok Bakitunoi Rashim was kind of involved in marrying him off. The Samkhoi Ulisasik Bitsarki Sudas Kupa. He was involved in making it away, which was happy, and taking care of all the needs of the chasnas. That's the Shoshrin, that's his job. So it wasn't really a shatkin, it was more a the party, the what they call it, the attendance. No, it's not the party planner. Not the party planner. There's the person who makes sure that everything runs right. So that's a shoshim. Sagi malach, which one walks first? So it says that it should be the male, because the person should not walk behind the woman in the shuk. I feel like he ishtar she shukanai loy. She's walking in front. You should pass in front of her. If you're walking behind her, the medallia lamona, she lifts up her clothing. You shouldn't get wet from the river. See the woman's skin. The more says that ein lechekel habua. It's referring to a person who then have thoughts about an Eishes Ish. The Achronim have a lot of conversation on this Rashi. Why Rashi assumed Eishes Ish? Right. Others say that not like Rashi, but why Rashi said it. Tan Rabbanan, not the Gemara. Hamaratamos the Isha miyado liyado. Person is exchanging money with the woman from hand to hand, from him to her. So he's counting out the money. He did that in order to be sure she's talking about it. He wanted to use it as an excuse to get a chance to look at her. Phil Dharma the Moshe Rabbeinu, she kibble to her Mehar Sinai. Well, you're not going to begin to talk ahead of him. Even he would have been tremendous accomplishments in his life. He's not going to protect him from the Gehenna he deserves for that action. Well, because of Omer, yada yada, lo you know, care raw. From hand to hand, from the man giving to the woman, he will not be yunok, he will not be found free or guiltless of the judgment in Gehenna. Some more is using the yada yada as a double drasha. He was the Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who took the Torah from the Yad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It went miyad liyad, and that miyad liyad person is now going miyad liyad with the woman. That's lo yinok. Okay. Sorry, see what you say. Pasuk Mishlei. Okay. Omer of Nachman, famous Gemara Menorah Amor Tzoya. Menach was an ignorant person, an unlearned person. How do you know that? Shenemar b'yokam b'yelach Menach acharei ishta. He went behind his wife, and the Mor says, "You're not man should not go walk behind his wife." So that was indicative of the fact that he was not familiar with the proper way to go. So there's element of amoratsis in that. So the Mor jumps on this. Masul Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. That's what Rav Nachman said. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, different from Nachman, asked the question. Elamiato Gabi Alkano Diksi Vayelach Alkano Acharei Ishtoi. Hachinami, what are you going to say over there? It means he was an Amor. It's Alkano. And Gabi Elisha Diksi Vayakam Vayelach Acharei. That Elisha followed the woman that he had originally given a child to when she died, and when she did Tchias HaMesim, so that woman came to him, so he followed the woman. He went after her. So he followed her. So what are you going to say whether Elisha was an Amor? It's okay, Menorah, fine, but Elisha Novi can't say that. And what are you forced to say? Allah Harei Deborel Veitzosa means he followed in what her suggestion. So it doesn't mean physically walking behind, it means following in the path that the person was suggesting. So that's true over there. So Hanami Acharei Deborah Veitzosik, it means he was following what her suggestion. So how do you know that it was physically talking about physically walking behind her, and that was improper on his part? Yeah. Where it says in Yavam is the person should follow the advice of his wife. Versus there, if your wife is short, bend down and listen to what she has to say. Even if it takes effort to get to hear what she has to say, it's worth it. She has good things to say for you. Okay. Amar Vashi, Lamai Damar Nachman, Menach Amar Toya. Okay, so let's take a look. Except what Rav Nachman says that Menorah was an Amoritz. So the lack of it wasn't just he didn't know Gemara and Erevin and Daf Yechesim Abeis. He didn't know a pasuk. I feel Bei Rav Nami Lokar. He didn't even learn in the cheder. He didn't even go to the elementary school. To see, but talking Rivka, when I was seven, to come like a malim. Rivka went behind Eliezer, but only thing is not in front of Eliezer. Okay. No, don't Rivka also. She was a kid. I mean, she. I don't care how old she was, but she was old enough to get married, to travel all the way through with a caravan to a different country. She wasn't.
That's why they sent her.
Oh, yeah. The post says clearly she was old enough to make a decision. She was asked by her mother and her brother, do you want to go? And she said yes. It wasn't a little baby saying, hey, I want to go. It's talking about somebody made a decision. Chazal says, even if you were to say, no, I'm going to go because this is the right thing for me to do. Yeah, she wasn't a little kid. Okay. So the Mora, Amar B'yechon Acharei Ari L'Acharei Isha. If you're in a road and your choices would be walking behind the woman or walking together with a lion, pick the lion. Because the lion, the worst of the worst, you get eaten up in Elam Haza. The woman is affecting your Elam Haba. Okay. Acharei Isha. There's a choice between being near a woman or being near a Bereshkachovim, be near the woman. Acharei Bereshkachovim, being near the Bereshkachovim, l'acharei beis haknesses b'shul shemispalu, and not to walk by a shul when they're davening and not walk in. A person will not walk in, so that statement of not walking in is a strong statement. It's better you should go near Avodah Zarah than to make that statement. Let's see Rashi. Hamaratzamos. Hamaratzamos. 5 lines from the narrow, in the beginning of the narrow lines. Money, he's counting out money. Miyad liyad, ratzim miyad liyad. Counting out from hand to hand. Feel who can buy Moshe shekibul Torah miyad kadosh baruch hu liyad. Even like Moshe, which was the kabel Torah miyad liyad. So lo yonok medinah shal gehenim. Amor tell you the gomer derech eretz. He didn't know this proper way of acting. The mesnisin of this price, and with the Ktani, the ale, lo yehalach adam, afilach, a reish, the person shouldn't walk behind his wife. Akonam novi hoy, because Hanyam said Erlem, Akonam was a novi, by a boy Yishu, alakim, el eli, ze alkona. Yud Nevi'im Nikro Isha Lakim, there was 10 Nevi'im which referred to as the man of God, but where can we have, like a member Amoritz, he wasn't an Amoritz. Ma'at the Kamer Nachman, the Hayachari, Achrei Mamish Kamer, that he was an Amoritz because he walked behind his wife. So it wasn't just that he was an Amoritz, he didn't know Derech Eretz, didn't know a Braisa, Mikra, Beirab, Mikra, Shakar, and Tadukh, Shabbos Rab, and the Pasuk and Chumash, he didn't know. Lachar Isha, Eshazich, that's referring to Eshazich. Lachar Rebbe's Gululim, Shema Yimashach, Achar Rebbe, we're afraid the person will be drawn to the Vodah Zorah. Iksiv, Harchek, Meleo, Darkech, I mean, Zubri curses. So, Pasuk. Seconds. It's Pasuk Mishlei Yarchek Meoleh Darkecho. Well, Tikra B'Pesah Beisot. Chazal said it's referring. That's referring to not a woman. It's referring to the minus of Apikorsis of a Zora. There's a chiyuv to stay away from it. L'Acharei Beis Hakneset B'Shosh Shitim Mitzbalan. Shenira Kekayfer Shaimed Me'Acharei Avedon. That looks like a person is denying, he's the whole tzibur is davening. He doesn't join, so that's look like a statement of refusing to join. Okay, let's hold it here.